Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome back to Norm at Night, another version of the show. We're coming to you again live from Bowie, Maryland. I was hoping that I might be able to take the show down to one of my favorite spots on Connecticut Avenue, but it wasn't in the stars tonight. Tonight we're talking about anything you want to talk about. It looks like we got a caller here. Go ahead, 875, you're on the air with Norm.
Hey, Norm, how you doing tonight?
The Norm's doing pretty well tonight, so what do you want to talk about?
Well, how come you didn't make it down to that local spot of yours?
Well, I didn't make it down to the local spot tonight because a lot of different things were happening, and my buddy wasn't able to come with me, so I just thought I'd do it here from home tonight.
All right, well, I'd like to open the forum with this question. There's been a recent debate in the news. I don't know if you've seen it, especially on ESPN.com, as the most depressed sports city. So far, it looks like the voters on ESPN have...
787, you're with us. Go ahead, 875.
The ESPN.com said that the most depressed two cities or fans are the fans of Buffalo and the fans of Cleveland, Ohio, and I think it's definitely Buffalo. How do you feel
now,
about
wait
that?
Wait a minute. How would you like to live on Lake Erie? You know, I mean, all those fans, they look out of their stadiums and they see Lake Erie, you know? I mean, what can you blame them? And what do they have to be depressed about? They got the Buffalo Bills and the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, but don't you agree? Do you not agree?
You go down to Mighty Taco in Buffalo and you can have a conversation about who's worse, the Browns or the Bills. I mean, give me a break.
Do you not agree, though, that the fans of Buffalo have had to go through much harder times than the fans of Cleveland?
Hold on a minute, caller. Go ahead, 257. And let's just have a party here, 470, but let's not all talk at once. 875, you got it now. We're talking about the Buffalo Bills here.
No one was talking about the Buffalo Bills.
Who? You're not talking about the Buffalo Bills?
I'd like to talk about the Cleveland Indians.
The Cleveland Indians, you know, I haven't been doing too much following of baseball lately.
I'm not missing much.
I'm not 100% sure where the Indians are. I just got an IM talking about Cleveland. Let's just say that a caller has used some of the words you're not supposed to use on
saying that Cleveland,
right. The Browns, they had a woman of the night as an owner who sold the whole reproducing team.
All I know is, listen, the one reason I'm from Baltimore, the reason I like the Browns is because they won us the Super Bowl here in Baltimore.
So did the Ravens.
Well, you know, I guess the Ravens
were the Browns.
Ravens the last couple of, I heard a voice there I haven't heard before. The Ravens the last couple of years, that's one of the few teams the Bills beat.
Go Art Modell.
The Ravens, the old Browns, you know, they used to play in that beautiful stadium. You know, the Browns, I got to tell you, my father promised. And he promised when I was a little boy to take me to a Browns game on the B-liner. It was a train that went from Buffalo to Cleveland. It actually started in Niagara Falls, went through Buffalo, and stopped in Cleveland. He promised to take me on the B-liner to Cleveland, the old pile on the lake there, see the Browns play. And he never did. He never did. I guess the Bills came to Buffalo and
Cleveland.
I'm sorry? He promised to take me to Cleveland and see the Browns play. We used to watch the Browns every Sunday. We had to have Sunday dinner. They had to start by 12 o'clock so we could have it over with in time for kickoff at 1. But that's Buffalo and Cleveland had a massive rivalry in the old All-America Football Association. And then when it merged with the NFL, Buffalo was left out.
Great month. Terrible. I
can't hear you.
Hey, Buff, I wanted to know what you thought about Daryl Green and Art Monk's acceptance speech into the Hall of Fame last week.
Oh, you know, I'm so tired of hearing about Daryl Green and how he was the fastest man in the NFL. He had to be because he always got beat and he had to catch up to the guys. I've never understood everybody's Daryl Green this and Daryl Green that. Now, Art Monk was a player. Art Monk could play football.
Do you not think Daryl Green should be in the Hall of Fame?
No, I don't. I don't think Daryl Green started, let alone be in the Hall of Fame.
Well, what about Brett Favre getting traded to the Jets today or yesterday?
Oh, now that is a real cool deal because nothing is going to make me more pleased than to watch Brett Favre get pushed into the turf in Orchard Park at Rich Stadium. The Bills get two cracks at Brett Favre. You know, the guy, he makes this tearjerker speech, and the whole world is Brett Favre, and what does he stay retired, 5 months? What a joke.
So you don't think people can change their minds?
No, I don't. Not in a situation like that. No, I don't.
John Kerry did it all the time.
Who did it all the time? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you there, 875. Who did it all the time?
I said John Kerry.
Out there, and you want to join us on this football conversation? You can always we got one line open. You can call us at 347-945-6713, or if you want to join me on IM, you can. That's AOL's instant messenger. You can just send an IM off to BoogeCon, and somehow I'll get your comments here on the air. So, 875, what are you doing now? By the way, 875, how's that knee?
The knee's good. The knee's good. I'd like to be called Lone Ranger, please, instead of 875.
Lone Ranger. And is
Lone
Tonto
Ranger.
There? Is Tonto there?
Who?
Tonto,
oh.
Your sidekick. God,
no, I have A-Rap with me.
Who with you? Oh, you know, did I somehow, what did you think today? That announcement, Barack Obama's driver, he finally gets a trial, and they're going to let him go in 4 months.
Well, he's already done 5 years.
Well, he's done 7 years, actually, but who's counting?
People have done worse. All he did was drive a car.
Well, you know, so that's all Al Capone's driver did, too.
Funny that you mentioned that. Did you see John Gotti's back in back on trial?
No, I didn't.
I'm sure he'll kill the jury.
He'll kill the jury. Give me a break.
Yeah.
So 257, are you there?
Yep, I'm right here.
What do you think of all this yapping going on?
You know, It's a ton of yaps right now. I mean, now, Vince, if I could ask you about fantasy football, who would your top three picks be?
Fantasy football? Oh, gosh. If you're talking about real football, I could help. I can help you. But if you're talking about American football, I don't do much fantasy football.
You don't like fantasy?
Well, I love fantasy, but I do MLS fantasy, and there's these guys trying to talk me into doing a premiership fantasy, but I only mess them with the minor leagues.
Oh, okay. Step up your team and join fantasy.
But if I was doing American fantasy football, I'd be looking for some Buffalo Bills on my team.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Well, I'm a homer. There's no question about it. Born and raised in good old Buffalo. 470, are you still out there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, and what do you think? Somebody, what do you want to talk about tonight, folks? I mean, I can talk about a million things besides the Buffalo Bills.
Have you been watching the Olympics?
Am I going to watch the Olympics? That is a great question. No, I am not going to watch the Olympics. That is,
why not?
Why not? Well, where should we start? Number one, they're all professionals. They pretend to be amateurs. At least the basketball players, they don't even pretend. You know, I was just watching a special on the U.S. Women's gymnastic team, you know, and they reminded me of a soccer team I went to Canada with once. And, you know, they all wrap themselves in the American flag and chant that USA, USA stuff. And, you know, it really, it just bothers me. And half the world's now doped up to go to the U.S. They've just taken all the amateurness out of it.
Does it bother you when the national anthem's played when the athlete wins?
Does it bother me when the national anthem's played when an athlete wins? That's a really I may be one of the few people that liked what happened in Mexico City when the guy put up the fist.
Symbolizing what?
Symbolizing just simple defiance, which was
Black power.
I'm sorry?
Black power.
Well, but it was simple defiance. It was the individual over the machine, and that was really kind of interesting. Actually, I got an IM coming in here. I guess it's aimed at 257 because the IM says, why don't you have a bout with a little real life rather than all this fantasy stuff? What do you have to say to him?
Are you kidding me, Mr. IM?
How come 257 living a life of fantasy? How about a little real life?
Oh, I live a real life. Trust me there, buddy.
Well, Buff, I got a question for you. You heard about the cyclists that arrived in Beijing that were wearing masks because they were trying to make a statement about the air quality? Do you think they should have had to apologize?
Do I think they should have had to apologize for wearing masks? I don't know. I mean, that's a tough question. I don't really know enough about it, but I got a real kick out of the President of the United States yapping away about Chinese human rights violations as we slaughter people in Iraq, but that's a whole nother question that we might get a little too political tonight. And I kind of like this open. And IM just came in responding to you and says the Chinese people themselves wear masks in the street. Maybe we should wear them in Los Angeles or in Detroit. Oh, did you see what happened in Detroit? They put the mayor in jail tonight.
Yes, I did hear that.
He went on a business trip to Canada. And
hey, boss.
What?
The IM that you got regarding not living in fantasy and living in reality.
Yes.
I would tell that person to stop hiding behind their instant messenger.
Well, they're not hiding behind the instant messenger. They just have decided their life is going to be led without a telephone. They don't have a telephone.
It's very easy just to type away.
It's very easy just to type away. Well, you know, it's really easy to just call in and live under 875 or the Lone Ranger, you know. I'm not going to call names in any way you can talk to norms, just fine with me. Actually, I just, let's be nice out there, IM, or the IM are just use some four letters towards your caller.
Oh, that was nice. Did he ask if he used spell check?
Ask if he used spell check, huh? Actually, you know, a really interesting the IMer's actually been on Norm Live as far back as 2003. The IMer's actually been around a couple of times when we got shut down.
Well, what did you get shut down for?
What did we get shut down? Well, there's a lot of different theories about that. In fact, the Norm at Night's been turned off twice in its history. But we're not going to...
Is the FBI tapping our phones right now?
The FBI tapping our phones. You know, that's a really interesting question. I don't know. I honestly don't know. Oh, my gosh, now that you got us back on... Ice cream on the air. Yeah, you tell them there, I am, or you tell them. Ice cream on the air. A little gelato. Actually, Norm and I, we used to have gelato making contests, but those were, and who knows, we may come back to that someday. Anybody, any of you callers ever tasted real gelato? Oh, God, it's like biting into heaven.
Portion control, Buff. Portion control.
Portion control. You know, the first time I engaged in portion control was in a living room in Potomac. I'll never forget it. God, was that meat good that day. It's just like you put it in your mouth and it just sort of like melted. You didn't even have to chew it. It was magnificent. Oh, boy, I do like eating. You know, we got some real interesting, these look like they're all cell phones. So 470, I haven't heard from you in a while. Are you just listening?
Yeah, just listening, enjoying the conversation.
Just listening to the conversation. Well, why don't you add a little? Hey, actually, I just, the IMer says, they'd probably tap his phone if he had one. I get a big kick out of that.
That doesn't really make any sense.
We're all on the telephone now. You think you could go through life without a telephone? I've often wondered about that. Or a television. You know, everybody now has got these big screens. In fact, I've been in the house, man. Every room you go in, they got a big screen. One screen is bigger than the other screen. And I'm about to live somewhere, and I'm thinking about not having a television.
Like Walden?
Yeah, like Walden. That's really interesting. The place I'm going to live during the week actually has a stream behind it with fish in it. It's in the middle of the woods, so it is kind of like Walden.
Just a stream, not a pond.
Well, that's true, but the stream flows to a pond. There is a pond. And, you know, there is actually pretty significant evidence that the guy never lived at Walden Pond. He just sort of visited now and then when he was taking a break from the pencil factory. But that's...
There was you, Unlock.
Oh, my God. I got another IM in here to the conversation. Living in a folded pond, like not having a TV. We're doomed. We're doomed. By the way, anybody out there, I just started. I'd always wanted to read a book called All Quiet on the Western Front. Anybody out there read it?
Lone Ranger signing off.
Lone Ranger signing off. We'll see you, Lone Ranger. How about the fantasy football player?
Oh, I'm still here.
Oh, all right. So who's on your fantasy team?
Oh, I haven't decided quite yet. I was just going to pick your brain about who I should have.
Well, I don't know, 257, are you fantasy?
I'm doing my first fantasy this year.
Well, the cell phones are starting to break up. I'm having a little trouble understanding you. 787, you still out there?
I'm still here, bud.
Hey, that's really great. One of you guys...
Bob, where are you moving that doesn't have a TV?
Well, actually, I got a new job way out in Virginia, and during
the week...
They don't
have TVs out in Virginia?
Well, not in this little apartment I'm going to live in, and I can bring one or not bring one, and I'm deciding. Who votes for me to have a TV?
I think you should have a TV.
Hey, that's one for the TV. What about you there, 787?
Yeah, I'd definitely vote for the TV. What about a computer?
Oh, got to have a computer. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that.
We don't want Norman Knight to go up there.
Well, I got to be connected to a... I got to have internet. You're absolutely right. And if you have the internet, actually... Since the advent of the internet, and from the sound of your voices, I'm willing to bet that nobody out there was alive when the internet didn't exist.
We were just younger then.
Right, you're all young enough that you've never been alive without the internet.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, Buck, one of my biggest pet peeves. Is people who talk on their cell phones in, like, the middle of the metro. What's your thought on that?
Oh, cell phones. It's really interesting. I was in the Giant, and I was waiting in line, and this guy behind me said, hello. I thought he was talking to me. He had one of those things in his ear.
Oh, the Bluetooth. They look like Megatron.
I started having a conversation with the guy.
I completely understand.
He wasn't talking to me, but folks, that's a real interesting thing. I don't understand why people talk on cell phones, like when they're out and, you know, you're out listening to little Irish music and sure enough, everybody's tapping away on their text messages. I actually like text messaging, but I can't hit the buttons fast enough. You know, I got to take a course in thumb boarding. I got one of the spokes that opens up the other way, so you get a regular QWERTY keyboard, and that makes it a little better. But then I can't figure out how to do the buttons. I'm sort of a digital immigrant, but I don't. Cell phones, they do irk me. And in many ways, but in other ways, I can't do without it. You know,
I heard a little something yesterday that I thought was kind of interesting to go in a different direction. I heard that you really have a hatred for people who back into parking spaces. Is that true?
Oh, my God. Nothing makes me angrier than a backer. Oh, Lord. You go in a parking and they got back in because they're cool. Backer ins, they're all cool, you know. Oh, I'm going to back in, especially if I got my big truck. And you back right into the space. Give me a break. You know,
I don't understand. Why does it make you so angry?
Because it takes longer to park.
Yeah, but it's quicker to get out.
It holds up the whole parking lot. Well, if you want to get out, find a space where you can do a pull-through. The pull-through is okay. The back-in is out. You know, I'll be the first to admit I look for a good pull through anytime I can get it, but you never catch me backing in. Oh, and then, you know, I saw a pickup truck when I stopped at 7-Eleven this morning for a coffee that actually looked like a pickup truck. You know, it had a bed, it had, you know, there was only two seats in it. It was a real truck. Now they got all these, oh God. But yes.
And they have those new smart cars that only have two seats and they're like it's only like 5 feet long.
Yes, I saw two of them in the last week on Route 50, and I thought, is that cool or is that cool? I got a big kick out of the little smart cars. Oh, and then today when I'm driving home on 66, these people go by and on these motorcycles. They must have been going on a long trip because they had these little trailers behind them, like little motorcycle campers. It was so funny. But how did you know the back end? Boy, you really know how to press my buttons.
I don't know, just hear a funny rumor that was going around.
Oh, that rumor's true. I can't stand the back end. And I can't stand the people that drive around in the parking lot for a half hour waiting to get a space by the door. nothing. You know, just park the car.
I actually heard, you know, about that rumor of people backing in. I heard that if you see someone backing in, you'll actually pull into a space right in front of them.
Oh, if I can, you know, although that does take some cajoling. I'm not sure it depends who you're talking to. Have you ever backed in?
I back in all the time. It's my favorite maneuver.
Oh, you back in all the time.
I just have to keep an eye out for you in any parking lot.
Actually,
you don't take much space.
Actually, I just got an IM, wants to know if there's actually a list of the things Norm can't stand. I'm going to have to put that together.
I'm curious to hear other things you don't like.
Backing in is going to be near the top of the list.
Now, Buck, if say you're in a line and you're waiting to order food, does it bother you if you ask, can I get, or would you prefer to hear, may I have?
Oh, it's always may I have.
It's always may I have.
Oh, yes. There's just because you're paying money is no reason not to be polite. You know what else irks me? Another thing I can't stand? When somebody says, oh, we're not going to give this person a good tip because the service was terrible. You know, that really irks me. Or I want to see the manager.
How much do you tip? What percentage?
Oh, 20. No question about it. 20 minimum.
Okay, so what do you think of when bald people shave their heads?
Oh, a razor head. Somebody put you up to that. I can't stand the thumb heads, you know? The only thing worse than a thumb head is shaving his head is when they let it grow and do a comb over.
Oh, that's terrible.
Oh, that's heinous.
Oh, I can't stand thumb heads. Everybody's shaving their head now. Everybody's a bullet head, you know? Oh. And it looks horrible. And, hair is like a thing of the past these days. Everybody shaves their head. They shave everything. It's out of the question. It's not even under control anymore. And I actually word from my producer, I got about a minute left, so is there anything
who's,
you want to
who's
say?
Your, yeah, I have a question. Who's your producer?
Who's my producer? It's the guy sitting right next to me. Actually, my producer's producing from afar today. But as soon as I can figure out how to make two phones talk at once, we're definitely gonna bring you a show from everybody out there, everybody listening, please go to patty2.blogspot.com. That's my blog, Patty Wop. Two ethnic guys sitting on a bar stool talking to you about how the world lives, an Irishman and an Italian. And it's a great blog, and if you want to catch this show in about 20 minutes, it'll be up on that website, or you can go to blogtalkradio.com/NormAtNight, and this show will be archived. Thank you all for calling up. I got about 30 seconds left. Oh, and I want to give a shout-out to a guy named Stephen Downs. I don't know if you're listening tonight, but I've been listening to you. It is a great blog, and but I've been listening to you. And
hey, Buff, I'll have a harp for you tonight.
Hey, there's nothing like it. Let the angels sing, let the harps flow. I'll be having a few myself tomorrow night. We're off the air, and the Buff is out.
Bye, Buff.
Bye bye. It was fun. Call again.
He just goes and the fuck is out.
Call again Tuesday. And Norm at Night is off the air.
that Greg wanted when he called earlier?
Yes. He wanted to make sure he had the number for Norm at night. You want to get here now? I'm done. Thank you.